When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the...
Pat-Down.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down, and we here hanging with Chris. That's the shitty ass black folk.
Right, absolutely.
It's a cultural learning moment. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. And I'm not gonna follow you shit. Oh, wolfman neck ass nigga. Stay tuned to after the music.
Can I say something now?
Yeah, Nike, your breath smell like California shit.
Y'all not even in like the same.
What'd you say? What?
Your wig like a piss pan, like I flip it over and piss in it.
A bedpan?
She just left.
Made her quit her own podcast with your stupidity. All right, stay tuned after
that. Bye, y'all.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it. Nothing but the ugly.
Yeah, please forgive how I look, I've been working all day.
Hold on, I'm recording.
Recording in progress.
What up?
How you feeling?
I'm okay. How you feeling?
Very good. Got a lot of sunshine this weekend.
You still white.
I know. Well, look at this nose. I look like I have one of those clown noses on.
I don't think that's ever going to change, Chris. You're always going to be white.
I was at Kentucky Kingdom all day yesterday in the bright sunshine. I was like, uh-oh.
You went to white trash heaven?
Yeah, it's really like a county fair there, isn't it?
I remember when that place first opened, and it was the bomb. And then, like, 6 months later, it just turned into a shithole.
There was nobody there, so we didn't stand in line for anything. It was great because it was Mother's Day, so nobody showed up. Ride all the rides you want. So we had a good time.
Nobody lost their feet, did they?
Not this time, but nobody rode it. The whole day, that ride was totally empty all day. The old foot slicer.
I saw that video of that kid falling out of that the drop tower.
Yeah, but
that shit was terrible.
The darkest timeline.
Only you would watch that shit, Dion.
Somebody sent me that video. I didn't go looking for it.
Did you call up Elon Musk and go, yeah, give me the saddest Twitter you possibly can imagine?
I'm telling you, man, my retweets be awful.
I know. I was thinking about how unfair it is. Like, every week, Miss Pat goes, how was your weekend? I'm like, well, Dion's like, yeah, I went to a show. And I'm like, yeah, I started a garden and went to the grocery. And then she's like, I hung out with Mary J. Blige. Got a selfie with Bill Burr.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you about it. I'm trying to pay a few bills real quick. Y'all want that kill on the podcast? Did you send him a link? Let me call.
I can.
I love how people in Atlanta pay their bills while they're working. I was at Applebee's getting dinner, and the bartender goes, "Look, I'm sorry, but I gotta go pay my rent." She just leaves.
You want to do the podcast?
Gotcha.
All right, he's sending you a link now.
All right. Send him a link. I texted it to him.
Oh.
She just was like, the server will take care of you. Mind you, the server didn't seat us like he was supposed. I love how your cat's butthole just walked across the screen. This place has maybe 7 tables, like, and 2 people were getting up to leave as I was going in there. He's like, "It's gonna be a 10 to 15 minute wait," and I was like, "This place is empty. What are you talking about?" So ghetto. So I sit down at the bar. I was like, "I'll just sit at the bar." She's like, "I gotta go pay my rent." I'm like, "It's the 7th." What are you talking about? You gotta go pay your rent.
But your tip put him over the top. It's like a payday loan for rent.
She told her landlord, "You gotta wait till Saturday." Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
I hate them kind of motherfuckers. You gotta wait till Saturday.
Speaking of.
What's up, Negroes?
How's it hanging?
What? Who hang? You should be using no terminology.
You're too heavy to hang. They don't make trees like that no more with global warming.
Dang, Chris, you losing weight. Boy, your head getting big.
You should never ask a black man how it's hanging. That's the right. Most inappropriate shit.
Is it?
He said, "How's it hanging?"
Why is that? I didn't know that was inappropriate. Why is it inappropriate?
Because your people are my people.
Nigga, that's why.
Oh. Well, I was talking about his dick. I wasn't talking.
Like, we've been hanging for a long time.
No, Ella Fitzgerald wasn't playing in the background. That's not what I was talking about.
All right, man. So, how's hanging? I'm good if you don't hang me.
You got to say, "What's up," or something. What? Howdy, pal, or something.
Howdy.
Howdy, pal.
Howdy.
Have a good afternoon.
Nike had texted me last Saturday, and he goes, "Hey, when are you podcasting? Send me the link." I go, "I'm not in charge around here. You live with the person who's the boss."
Well, I don't live with her.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. Trust me.
Last week was so damn busy. I went to I opened for Mary J. Well, I did the Mary J. I headlined her comedy show for the Women Festival, and which was so fucking good.
It looked
I had
like
such
it.
A great time. Oh, Mary J.
Were there any men at that show? I saw the crowd, and it didn't look like there were any dudes there.
Hey, it was. They were just in stud formation. It was plenty of mansums in there.
Yeah, I'm the inappropriate one.
they was all in there with boxer briefs and tampons on.
What do you want, the Supreme Court?
You bow right on that one, Chris. Nigga, you bought the Supreme Court. God damn, Nike
Alito over here.
Hey, I'm just saying, it was in there.
Mary J came in and she asked me to she was like, "Tell me, not to go on stage and wait till I get there." And she came in with a whole camera crew, Hollywood, and it was nice, but I wasn't used to all those cameras in my face and shit. And she introduced me on stage, and it was so much fun. And then
you ripped that thing up too.
And so,
hey, you know what's funny though? Because you know you had your cast in there, right? Mm-hmm. So you did that the seizure joke about Grandpa.
Uh huh.
And they said, "You said something about, thank God my son saved his life." You went back to the computer.
Yeah.
And said, "I was watching porn."
Yeah, so I
guess you had to be there.
Hey, why they all start looking at me? I like, y'all know she got two sons, right?
I'm gonna let you figure that out. So I just wrote this whole new hour because, you know, I did the Netflix thing. I don't want to give people old shit. So I'm just working on some shit, but it's going really well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Was this weekend just that, or did you have the Netflix Comedy Festival this weekend too?
I ended up flying. I left there Friday night after hanging out all fucking night. Got on a plane, went straight to L.A., went to Kevin Hart. I went to Kevin Hart luncheon, a brunch or whatever, in the sun. And he said, be suited and booted. Nigga, it's hot as fuck out there. Motherfucker trying to have on their best of. And so I went there and saw a whole bunch of people I hadn't seen in a while. It was fun. It was all right. It was pretty fun. I finally met Kevin. I had never met Kevin before other than the podcast. And I left there when he got on stage for two shows.
I saw lots of crack babies came out for the show.
Oh, they did. It was one, the cutest gay guy in the world. I wish I'd asked him his name. He has shirts.
I think I've seen him on the, he got a little colorful hair and stuff like
yes,
that.
Oh, I know. I think I can look him up. I think I know.
I think I seen him too as well.
He was so excited. It was so cute to watch.
He gave me a fan, child, a menopause fan that did not want it. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. You get an automatic invitation to the party. That was my booty. He kept me cool the whole night. I told him, that motherfucker fan flipped out like, I'm gay. Yes. Richard Kendall.
I like this shirt. Some shirts was really dope. I like them shirts.
Man, they shirts made. I love my baby. They gonna come party in the lounge with us. Somebody said, gone up yonder.
That's the one that made me laugh.
it made me laugh. So like, these fools crazy. I like the shirt. Those shirts are really dope. I like, you make sure start selling those. I like those.
Yes, they were so. He was on the front row. My baby gave me a fan. I said, I'm going to have to treat you right, baby. He kept me cool the whole time. And I played with him. They had me hollering, honey.
That's how everybody going to start trying to get their invites to the party. They going to start showing up with shit. With
presents. Sacrifices aren't a bad idea.
Right. They're like, bring me a pair of ice cooler the next show. She will have a...
Richard, you hit me in my inbox and let me know if you want to go. You got your invitation. You the first one to get one. Because that was my boo right there the whole night. He kept me cool. And he was so much fun. His boyfriend had been married 13 years to a woman. And boy, we got in that conversation. It was so funny. It was so funny. It was good. We had a good time.
Like, how many people were in? Was it a theater? Was it a small
room? In
Atlanta? In L.A. for the Netflix thing.
It was a... 425 people show.
That's a pretty big show.
Both of them were sold out. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, 425 a show. So it was fun. It was really fun. I had a lot of fun.
Did any other comedians or anybody come to see the shows?
Not to my knowledge. Mm. It was just me and Vince. Mm. That was it. And when I got home Sunday, I felt like I had been training for the Olympics.
Really?
I was so fucking tired. Like, I mean, I'm just...
What sport was that?
Which event? Yeah.
No, slow walking.
That is an event, though.
Nike with bronze.
Oh, you said what?
Nike with the bronze, though.
Repping a Jamaican team.
Like, you do like a fan.
You repping USA for real.
So, I mean, pretty much that was it. Other than, you know, just hang out at the concerts.
How was Mary's concert?
I didn't go to Mary's concert because I was in.
They said it was good. Wichita.
But I went to her private party thing, and she was so nice. She was like, I watched the show, Miss Pat. I was like, you watched the Miss Pat show? And so, you know, I try to stay as natural, as human as possible. And when I went to the venue, everybody was like, I just love your show, Miss Pat. I was like, I guess people paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was playing it all in the State Farm Arena.
Oh, and they played it in the State Farm Arena, which was like 70,000 people, 60,000 people there for the concert. So we'll see. I almost about to talk too much.
Yeah, when I watch weekends,
the second season is really, really funny.
When I watch like stuff like this weekend on your social media and you're out and doing all this, like I wonder, like when I see you standing next to Mary J. Blige, like if it's like a surreal moment for you, like where you're pinching yourself, or because you get shy a little bit.
I don't care for all the Hollywood attention and shit. So, you know, I just had a normal conversation with her. You know, I just try to, you know, I don't. My friend Tracy was shaking because she loved Mary J. Blige. And then I gave her like floor tickets to go see her. So she was like really like Oz. But I just look at everybody. I look at everybody famous as if they steal from Walmart like I used to. What? Let me rephrase.
I always got to do some criminals.
Like cart collectors or?
I hope they don't call you for the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
What's going on?
You probably don't even know about this.
No, what happened?
Yeah, oh,
this nigga got record of all her criminal behavior.
She shit in his bed. Ooh. They're calling her Amber Turd now.
Why she shit in Johnny Depp?
She's just a complete psycho, apparently.
Oh, she is terrible. She tried to blame it on their dogs too. They got these little bitty 4-pound dogs. Johnny Depp was like, I know what human shit look like.
Why she do that?
They apparently like she was really abusive to him. And then he one therapist said he would turn to walk away and then she would like attack him and then he'd attack her back. It was just like it's this really toxic relationship that broke down.
They were married?
They were just together, living together, and he is suing her for defamation. I don't know what I haven't dove deep into it, but I'll dive deep into it.
Basically,
for you.
She claimed that he was doing the physical abusing of her,
right?
And in reality, Johnny Depp had all these recordings of her admitting to beating him, and just she was wild. Oh, she was doing coke on the stand.
Yeah. Because she was legitimately physically, mentally, and emotionally abusing him and then came out and said it was him to ruin his career when they broke up. And so he sued her. And so now it's been like 3 weeks of just them testifying and laughing in court. And they're both
weirdos.
She's
got the worst fucking lawyers you've ever heard of.
And the fakest ass testimony. Like she gets up there and starts fake crying. And you're like, guilty.
He wouldn't got them public defenders.
The last person was up there fake crying. Wasn't
good. Didn't he lose Pirates of the Caribbean behind that shit?
Man, I'd have to go check. Maybe
he lost a lot of
Pirates of the Caribbean now.
What did Nikea?
Yeah, all the studios dumped him.
Damn, they gotta get a black person that role now.
There ain't no black nigga going that much fishing.
Ain't no niggas dropping them slave boats.
Hey, they're like, hey, we gotta do this on the road.
You want me to drive what?
You gonna see no black captain with a sailboat? What the fuck?
So the fuck ain't.
That's too triggering for us.
Then you want us to fight nigga with three heads?
You gonna use number green string on that nigga. No one in the background.
You want a nigga to fight nigga with drop jaws and motherfucking three heads and extra arm? Niggas don't fight people. Black folk mind they big. We like, what? Oh, that ain't none of my motherfucking being over there. And they go there with extra arms and shit. I hope he get enough checks to put in each hand and we walk the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't fight. Black white folks run up. Let me cut him open and see what he made of. Black folks like, that nigga got an extra arm. Something wrong with that nigga. We are some non-nosy motherfuckers. We can see your house get broken into and be like this.
We sure ain't gonna tell them like that.
We don't want to be an eyewitness to shit. We mind our business. Like E.T. could have came and lived in our house. And we like, look, motherfucker, I don't know where you came from, but you had to get the fuck up out of here. Go on down there to Johnny Depp them house. They keep niggas at the house looking like
he'd be on World Star.
He'd be on World Star. First, let me take a selfie.
That first thing black person gonna put some on World Star. That's about the closest. That's about the closest nose is he gonna get.
Yeah, I'm gonna record you because I'm gonna need these real views so I can get paid. And you an original.
Right.
Can y'all picture E.T. going, World Star?
That's the name of this episode, E.T. Phone World Star.
Hell no. That ain't what I want to do.
Hey, Chris, what you down now? You done lost a lot of weight, man. Every day I see you shrinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm down to 255.
Hey, you almost down so I can see that book between your neck.
That's what one coworker said to me one time. They go, you know how I know you're losing weight? Your head doesn't look incredibly small for your body.
Dang. She feeding you number got done. That's number unseasoned food she giving you. That's amazing.
You know what it is? We live in downtown Indianapolis. Well, it's sort of like kind of north of Indianapolis, but like, we're not around Chick-fil-A and Steak and Shake and, you know, Cracker Barrel and Panda Express. Like, we eat that every day, and so we eat at home most nights.
So it's cottage cheese and bagels.
And we walk now to, like, CVS or walk to the library or Kroger. I'm just ignoring you. And, you know, get a lot of exercise.
Cottage cheese. White people do love cottage cheese.
With pineapple or tomato?
Oh, yeah, to the pineapple, different kind of cheese and pineapple.
No, that's no, no. So you put a big helping in a bowl, and then you put the tomato. You know, you put it on the tomato or the pineapple. You put it. On.
Then put some paprika, whatever it's called, on the cottage cheese.
No, that's too spicy. That's too much flavor. The smoked, especially smoked paprika, is too much.
That's too much. You can barely taste it.
Just a pinch of salt.
He like it.
I've
he
got like, his salt and pepper.
Be quiet. He like to taste all his foreign milk.
It really is just rotten milk.
My God. You deflating over there.
Thank you.
No, the reason why he's losing weight because he finally nutting in somebody. So all of that is just nut. That was weight nut.
Hey, your stamina gang got up now.
I had 15 pounds of extra cum in me.
Weight nut.
They say every pound you lose, how many pounds you lose, you gain an inch.
Well, he is definitely on law. That's all that weight nut is going somewhere now. And he's a boy.
How often do you consummate your marriage, Chris? How many times a week?
About 4 to 5 times a week.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Getting it in.
Good for her.
This is exercise.
What'd you say, Pat?
This is exercise.
Yeah.
Come on, let me run in you.
We got to get these steps.
Put up my Brooks.
Yeah. He got a Fitbit on and everything. In a Fitbit in that car.
You say you fuck with the Fitbit on.
I wonder if I put it on my dick like a cock ring.
Baby, hold on. Time out for blood pressure. If Kevin Samuel had his Fitbit on, he could check the blood pressure. A heartbeat one.
That some bitch. That's the only nigga I know that died. Don't nobody say rest in peace. They said bye.
That was probably, like, man, they
happy, boy.
But they started popping champagne bottles. I'm like, these folks crazy.
And then I told everybody, I said, either this man is gay or his dick don't work. Because he had that my dick don't work conversation. So he was mad at the world.
Yeah.
So instead of just going to get his dick fixed, try to figure out why his dick don't work, excuse me. He won't put down women. You are number three.
Dion, what would Kevin
like? Dick, my dick gonna stop working.
What would old Kev say about that?
Yeah,
they probably did that man in front of dancing while they threw him in the graveyard.
That motherfucker is in the refrigerator. They all have all black women who 35 years old tore his casket and made
the leftovers.
The leftover should carry his casket.
I'd never heard of him until somebody posted in the group, and I googled him. I was like, "This person
I never heard of him either."
He is,
man. I loved watching his show.
He is vile.
That nigga was mean and hilarious.
Hey, he was funny, but he asked, "What's that girl?" She said, "He asked how old are you?" Some what he asked her.
What's your dress size? Yes. That's my favorite question.
That FaceTime with her so quick. He didn't even say nothing.
He said, "Don't play with me."
She said, he said, "What's your dress size?" That woman said, "Extra large." He said, "Ma'am, you 40 years old. You know y'all don't wear extra large. Tell me your dress." And then he would hit them sound effects. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, he was, the couple little clips, it was pretty funny.
He was only mean to people who, like, just would not listen to him. I didn't agree with everything he said, but man, when he got to clowning on people, it was over. If you pissed him off, that nigga was pure comedy, boy.
Yeah, because he did.
He told this one dude, because he used to talk to all men. He told this one dude, he was like, "You a fat nigga. You don't got a big dick. You make $20,000 a year. Basically, you're a loser."
Was he wrong?
No, he wasn't wrong, but that's why they called the show, is to get, you know, get advice and get better at relationships. He's like, "Why do you think you should get choosing signals when you don't talk to women?" He's like, "But the girls at my job," he said, "they at work, nigga, they ain't thinking about you."
That's crazy. He blew up and he had to die to get recognized, Mo.
No, everybody knew who he was.
I definitely know he was.
Them drugs, man. You got to leave them drugs alone.
Oh, was that what it was?
And when I started watching his videos, when he passed away, I noticed he was drinking a lot of Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm like, this dude, 50-something years old. They gave him, I don't know how old he is, because they say he went 53, 54, 55, 56, 57. So anybody know his age.
Got that nigga that in half, count the rings.
Gonna never get right with that, the age when you pass away.
Well, fuck him. That's all I can say. Fuck him.
You got to take a pill for it first.
Wasn't no fucking that soft dick. Oh, that nigga had a kiwi dick.
A kiwi dick?
Yeah, kiwis are soft.
Oh.
He was thinking about the look of the kiwi.
Yeah, it was little hairy.
Oh, you still stuck on what's hanging out here?
I didn't mean to perform a microaggression against you, Nike. My apologies.
Man, he don't know the microaggression. He think you tell my science.
Let me tell you something. Between YouTube and Google tells me everything.
Now, you know goddamn well you don't know no microaggression here, because neither one of them can spell micro.
Hold on real quick.
He about to ask a third grader, "What's a micro regression?"
it's one word, Nikea.
Did you wash your ass? Y'all go. It's 8 o'clock. Go to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed. If I beat the shit out you.
Oh.
Oh, what?
That's what it means.
Boy, you stupid as fuck.
Which one told you? Was
I'm adding that one to my dictionary now. Hold on.
This nigga right, got a one page dictionary.
What else? Well, how many other words are on that dictionary?
It's the third one down.
I'm typing there. I'm testing everybody. My show aggression.
Let me file this under A. First name aggression, last name micro.
I'm testing everybody micro and aggression.
Hey, before,
how you feel today? I'm feeling like micro and aggression. How about you?
Micro what?
Not a burrito you microwave at the gas station, Nikea.
Somebody said, "Tell Nikea the gas station hot dog be hitting up here."
Hey, you know, it was another person. You know me, I don't really answer my inbox on Facebook. What did they say? I think they screenshotted somehow happy. They told me happy Mother's Day or something about my tits.
Yes.
You know what? I was going to
it was one of them boy girls you was talking about.
Today.
She said her life's goal was to get roasted by you.
You know, I'm great. Now you got to pay me to roast you now.
That might be a fun activity at the party. Is called crack babies up and then let an IKEA roast.
Yeah, like, here, I'm going to $5 to get roasted. Sit right here on this, at this
he's
booth.
Look at him. He's trying to turn his mom's event into a moneymaker.
Yeah,
somebody got to pay for them gas station meals.
Y'all doing right. And the gas.
Are the Speedway hot dogs still 2 for $2?
We ain't got that down here.
Oh.
We got a Quick Trip, sir.
Acts like he never lived in Plainfield for 20 years. Come on.
We have upgraded our standards to Quick Trip now.
Before we go, Ms. Pat, these
Speedway hot dogs on up to the next morning.
We should clarify, because you sent out a mailer and a lot of people thought that they got an invite to the party and it was an announcement flyer. And so we
announcement.
Don't.
Okay. So the thing that we sent out through the Patreon, and I'm continuing to send out, is asking you, do you want to come to the party? So it's an announcement that I asked everybody in the Patreon. So what we would do is we would take that and we would pull names from that. You would get the original. You would get, if you answer yes with your address, you would get chosen. You would get an email. I mean, you would get
a mail.
Invitation in the mail.
Yeah.
A physical and electronic one in the mail.
So you're going to send out an email and a physical copy.
Yeah, saying that you was chosen and then it will be in the mail. And I'm sending those out in July. I'm just trying to wait till everybody get theirs in. The only person got a invite right now is Richard. He going to have a fit if he wanted. He got a fit. Richard, C-A-N-O. You with the purple hat with the beautiful shirts got a invite.
Another question I get, can you bring a plus one?
Your invitation will be a plus one. But if you don't have a plus one, let me know so I can fill that spot.
Okay.
The venue that I have holds about 400 people. I was going to do it smaller, but then everybody went crazy. So I went out and got a bigger venue.
They jumped the gun. It's like Twitter during a national tragedy.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of people texting me. I can't believe I got invited. I'm so excited.
Well,
I don't
asked me.
Know
thank
what
you
talking about.
Like, I got a ticket. No, the tickets haven't been printed. What do you got? What is that?
Hold it close to
the Rubik's. Yeah, talk, Miss Pat, so the screen pops over to you.
The Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's getting ready to make them. You might see it better like that.
Those are huge.
Yeah.
It's a real party. The stuff that I'm having done.
Chris, you coming down?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
The stuff that I'm having done is unreal.
We're ready. We have dance competitions.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be out the chain. I'm trying to get to the ladder. I had thus made.
Mom.
I love it.
Mom, sorry, but I'm going to be drunk right there in front of your face.
What do you mean you say that?
Stop cursing.
Blur that out.
Chris, hey, let me tell you what. We was barbecuing on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And she seen Juma drinking the bitch. She's like, you know a disrespectful drink in front of your mama.
How old is he?
22. So, you know, I like, yeah, Juma, you know a disrespectful drink in front of your mama. And I grab my beer and drink mine. Like, you need to grow up.
Say, I see Ashley drink in front of her all the time.
I don't see Ashley drink.
Yeah, Ashley gets 12 drinks every time we're on the road.
Yeah, you might be right.
You're actually Miss Pat's
out of every one and be like, I don't like that.
She does do that, and then she hands it to somebody else.
She order everything off the menu and samples it.
I like that. I stopped sneaking and drinking when I was 18. Now I can't even drink when I'm age I'm at now.
Did you drink a lot in IKEA?
No, I'm not really a drinker though.
I didn't think so.
I'm not really a drinker, to be honest.
Are any of your brothers and sisters?
Juma.
Yeah, but Ashley Ashley seems like a social drinker, you know, kind of sips a half a glass.
Zumba drink like the original light-skinned people drink. They drink till they throw up.
So he drinks like a suburban white kid? Is that what you're saying? Like he went to Plainfield High School?
They drink till they get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Throwing corn cobs off of a bridge.
Dude, I'm hammered, bro.
All right, hold my hair.
You was holding Jubug's dress.
Caden, do you want to go to the Steak and Shake?
Taco Bell, you know how they do. Taco Bell alcohol, Miss Wellful.
Well, I got to get the fuck out of here because I'm tired.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.